You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Since the start of August, activists have been protesting in front of San Francisco's ICE headquarters as part of a month-long series of protests, part of what they're calling the Month of Momentum, shedding light on ICE raids that happen in cities across the country. Just to the south of San Francisco, immigrant advocates filed a complaint last week against Daly City, claiming the police there wrongfully handed over a man, Jose Armando Escobar Lopez, to ICE after a traffic stop. The group Asian Americans Advancing Justice, part of the Asian Law Caucus, filed a complaint with Daly City, claiming it breached SB 54, the California Values Act. It prohibits police from sharing immigration information with ICE. The city says it was an isolated incident and they're reviewing their internal processes. Advocates say that's not enough. Meanwhile, Armando is still in ICE custody in Bakersfield awaiting possible deportation. Angela Chan is with the Asian Law Caucus. I called her up to hear more about the case and what it means.
On May 11th this year, Armando and his girlfriend, Christia, and Christia's younger brother were driving back from a church event, actually a baptism, and Christia was tired, so she asked Armando to drive. And as they were almost home in San Francisco where they reside, they were stopped by a Daly City police officer. The police officer did not explain why he stopped Armando. Christia asked multiple times why he was stopping them, and the officer did not explain why, never issued any sort of traffic citation or otherwise, and then proceeded to ask Armando for his driver's license. When Armando couldn't respond to him because Armando does not speak English, the officer started getting angry. They asked if he was an immigrant, and then the officer started doing an immigration background check by going back to his patrol car and checking to see if Armando has any sort of prior immigration history. The officer found a civil immigration warrant, which is a warrant that is actually not a real warrant. It's a piece of paper that's signed by an ICE agent and not by a judge. It's not based on any sort of probable cause finding. The officer then went back to Armando, arrested him, and took him back to the police station. During that time, the officer contacted ICE and coordinated with an ICE agent to meet him and Armando at the police station.
And Angela, if we can just unpack this just a little bit, just to understand, what was the illegal part of this? At what point?
Oh, so many.
Do you think?
Just off the top of my head, some of the violations of SB 4, which is a California state sanctuary law that was passed in 2017, went into effect in January 2018, that limits and prohibits many law enforcement activities with ICE. The Daly City Police stopped him. They also asked him about his immigration status. They're not allowed to ask about immigration status under SB 54. They also responded to a civil immigration warrant. They're prohibited from doing so under SB 54. They also notified ICE, which they're prohibited from doing under SB 54. They provided his personal information to ICE, including his name, his physical description. They were able to obtain his parents' names. They shared this personal information with ICE, which also is in violation of SB 54. And then they took him back to the police station and arrested him. They're not allowed to arrest people for immigration purposes, which is what they did.
But on July 22nd, the city of Daly City passed a resolution addressing this. And so what are you saying about that then?
So I think that's a part of their campaign to construct their image as being pro-immigrant, a reflection of the meeting that we had with them, where they are saying nice things that are lovely to hear about immigrants and how much they care about immigrants, but it's symbolic. A resolution has no binding impact. It's not a policy. It doesn't change the really deeply flawed Daly City Police Department policy with respect to immigrants. So that's the problem.
And what are you asking for, you and the other organizations partnering with you?
Yeah, what we're asking for is the Daly City police or Daly City officials to take this matter seriously. It's not an issue of your public image. It's not an issue of making it look like you care about immigrants. It's an issue of actually doing something to assist Armando, who is still detained, who's still fighting his deportation case, who was almost deported 2 weeks ago to El Salvador, a country where he doesn't have his close family members. He doesn't have his community, a country that he left when he was a minor. And so that's something that they could do. They could sign a U visa certification. They could provide him with money damages for everything they put him through. They also could adopt the model policy that we already drafted and gave to them that would automatically change their procedure for how their officers interact with ICE, you know, clearly prohibiting any communication or interaction with ICE, and they can retrain their officers on that policy.
And Angela, this is one story. I'm wondering, in your work, are you finding more and more cases like this, and is it getting to be more of an issue in light of the current political climate?
So SB 54 has had a good impact, but there are also continual challenges. We did a statewide study of the impact of SB 54 by issuing public records requests to all sheriff's departments, all 58, and all police departments. And then we analyzed 169 responses that we've received back. And we found that, unfortunately, about 40% of these agencies have policies that do not comply with SB 54 or do not fully comply. So that's the challenge that lays ahead, is to make sure that we make it clear to these law enforcement agencies that SB 54 is binding law and they will be subject to liability if they don't comply. And there's harm to the immigrant community when they are not following our immigrant rights laws in good faith. And the other piece is that SB 54 has had a major impact. In the first 5 months of implementation of SB 54, from January until May 2018, compared to the prior 5 months, there was a 40% decrease in ICE arrests in local jails. And that overall, there's a 25% decrease in ICE arrests in all of California, in and outside of our jails. And the decrease in ICE arrests in jails accounted for about half of that overall decrease. So it's been a significant change since even the beginning points of implementation of SB 54. And our concern is to make sure that we maximize the impact, right? 40% is the start, but if we make sure that every single law enforcement agency complies with SB 54 in good faith, then it's very foreseeable that there'll be a more significant decrease on top of that.
And what's next now in the case of Daly City?
We'll wait to see what their response is with respect to our government claim. They could respond and say they want to work with us, or they could say, we don't want to work with you. And then in that case, we'd have to litigate this matter. We are prioritizing this case, and we'll do everything we can to make sure that we help Armando and that Daly City adopts the model policy that separates their local police from ICE. Another reason why we're focused on Daly City is that their community is 50% immigrant. It's Asian and Latino, primarily the immigrant population there. So the stakes are high in terms of whether or not Daly City police are willing to comply with SB 54 and willing to take themselves out of the immigration business. So we'll be focused on Daly City and pushing them to help Armando and to adopt a policy change until they give up, basically, and actually want to work with us.
That's Angela Chan with the Asian Law Caucus. Find more immigration reporting at kalw.org.